Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
Hi, my name is Louise Sheridan. I'm from Laurel Hill Secondary School in Limerick. My favourite quote is, "Here lay Duncan, his silver skin laced with his golden blood, and his gash stab looked like a breach in nature for ruin's wasteful entrance." It is said by Macbeth in Act 2, Scene 3, when he is explaining his reason for murdering Duncan's grooms. This particular quote was my favourite, as I felt it showed the irony of the situation more than any other. Macbeth, in a strained attempt to justify this slaughter, uses overdramatic and sensational language. He compares Duncan's death to nature and refers to his blood as golden, adding to the impact of his emotional overcompensation. At the end of his speech, Macbeth says, "Who could refrain that had a heart to love, and in that heart courage to make his love known?" This is my favourite part of the quote, as it epitomises his deceit and complete betrayal of Duncan, who had placed his utmost trust in him. It claims he could not refrain because of the love in his heart for Duncan, when it was Macbeth who murdered him and usurped his throne. He also claims that it was courage of his love for Duncan which made him seek revenge, when it was in fact the opposite. Macbeth's murder of Duncan may have been born out of blind ambition, but his subsequent murders were born out of fear and hatred. I felt it was at this point in the play we truly see a deep change in Macbeth for the first time. No longer a noble thane, he has become a nefarious tyrant willing to go to the most dire and extreme lengths to achieve his aims.
Here lay Duncan, his silver skin laced with his golden blood, and his gashed stabs looked like a breach in nature for ruin's wasteful entrance. There the murderers, steeped in the colours of their trade, their daggers unmannerly breached with gore. Who could refrain that had a heart to love, and in that heart courage to make love known?
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.